Welcome, music lovers, to a special edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to highlight some of the great jazz artists that won Grammys this year. I'm usually not a big fan of the Grammy Awards, but they did have some intriguing picks this year, so I wanted to review as many of those as possible. We're going to begin with the Christian McBride Big Band, who took home the award for the Best Large Ensemble Jazz Album for the album For Jimmy, Wes, and Oliver. And that stands for Jimmy Smith, Wes Montgomery, and the great arranger Oliver Nelson. We're going to begin with Medgar Evers Blues. Thank you.
see. Only you could give me freedom. Only you can make me sing.
Make me sing.
Sleep all night. I need to know if we can make it right. Make it right.
I'ma say, do what you can, gotta be a holy man. You could tell that I'm a know your man by the way that I talk, the way that I walk. And I wanna see your pretty face light up like the city in springtime. Light up like the crowd when I rhyme. Light up like shine, get it. I know you don't like to dance in public, but I love it when you get loose and show your toes, show your toes. Get loose and show your foes. Let's show them all.
That was John Batiste, and Mr. Batiste walked away with a handful of Grammy Awards at the ceremonies. That one was for the Best Album of the Year for the album We Are. We heard two tracks from that, beginning with Movement 11 and Adulthood, featuring the Hot 8 Brass Band. And John Batiste, as I said, walked away with a handful of Grammy winners for both that album, videos, also the soundtrack for the animated feature Soul. And congratulations to John Batiste, a great young artist from New Orleans, Louisiana. And we started out that set, started out the show with the Christian McBride Big Band for the album for Jimmy, Wes, and Oliver. He won the award for the Best Large Ensemble in Jazz. We're going to continue on with two more Grammy Award winners, one for the Best Jazz Instrumental Album and one for the Best Jazz Vocal Album. So we're going to begin with Ron Carter, Jack DeJohnette, and Gonzalo Rubalcaba. Their album is Skyline. It's a great album. We're going to hear the track Ahmad the Terrible, and that'll be followed by Esperanza Spalding for her album Songwriters Apothecary Lab.
Thank you.
Creative album from a very innovative artist. Her name is Esperanza Spalding. The name of the album is Songwriters Apothecary Lab. There's 11 compositions in that, all entitled Formwella 1 through 11. We heard Formwella 10. Before that, the winner of the Jazz Instrumental Album category, which was won by Ron Carter, Jack DeJohnette, and Gonzalo Rubalcaba. The name of the album, Skyline. We heard Ahmad the Terrible. We are going to finish the jazz categories with two award winners. Next up, Eliane Elias with her album of duets, some with Chucho Valdez and some with Chick Corea. We are going to hear an Eliane Elias Chucho Valdez duet. The album is Mirror Mirror. It won for Best Latin Jazz album. We're going to hear Sabor a Mi. That will be followed by the Chick Corea Acoustic Band. Chick Corea winning the award with a posthumously released album. Sadly, Chick Corea passed away last year. The name of the album is simply Live, Chick Corea Acoustic Band, Live. And we're going to hear Humpty Dumpty.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chick Corea winning the Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Solo in a Jazz Album, a curious award since there are perhaps tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of jazz solos each year on record. But Chick Corea awarded the Grammy, one of many, many Grammys he's won throughout the years. And that is the Chick Corea Acoustic Band, along with John Patitucci on bass and Dave Weckl on drums. Humpty Dumpty from Set 2 Live. We're going to finish today's show with another Grammy Award winner, another posthumously awarded Grammy from Lyle Mays. He won an award for the Best Instrumental Composition. Technically not a jazz category, but Lyle Mays gets this award. We're going to hear the track Eberhard. So thanks for listening, folks. My name's Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, a weekly radio show and podcast. Thanks for listening. Thank you.